Hello and welcome. I'm so excited that you're here. Today we're going to be talking about my top 5 hacks on how to lose weight as a vegan woman. I lost 20 pounds on a vegan diet, capped it off, and helped hundreds of women do the same, and I'm excited to share my top 5 tips with you. My first tip is healthy eating is not enough. What do I mean with this? When I first went vegan, I thought as long as I eat healthy and lots of fruits and vegetables and whole grains and legumes, I'm gonna be good. I'm gonna lose weight and the weight is just gonna magically melt off. Well, long story short, this wasn't the case. I ended up feeling bloated. I actually ended up gaining weight, feeling very confused about why this was happening. On top of that, I wasn't feeling satisfied with the food that I was eating. I was constantly craving more. I was hungry. It was just a complete mess. Now, I want to really emphasize that yes, healthy eating is good, but there is a structure to healthy eating that's gonna really help you lose the weight and keep it off. A lot of people are talking about a whole food plant-based diet, which I think a whole food plant-based diet is healthy and important, but you can do a whole food plant-based diet wrong if you do not pay attention to macronutrients. Lots of people on a whole food plant-based diet say you can eat as much food as you want, you're not gonna gain weight because the calories are lower in whole foods, and so you can eat lots of abundant amounts and not worry about the calories, which I disagree with. I've been there, I ate a lot of food, I gained weight, I felt bloated, it didn't work for me, and I know it doesn't work for a lot of other people. Also, because when you're only eating healthy, you're missing out on including your macronutrients in your food. Many people are not aware that there are 3 main macronutrients, which are our protein, our fat, and our carb sources. It is very, very important that we always have a protein, a fat, and a carb source in each of our meals. When we do that, not only will we feel satiated for longer, it's gonna help balance our blood sugar, which is really important for weight loss. It's super sustainable, meaning that when you notice, you can learn how to include your favorite food in your meals, which is so important. And obviously, we want to still eat our favorite meals and not restrict ourselves, right? So my number one tip is including always some healthy fats like avocados, nuts, seeds, healthy olive oils in your meals, protein sources like tofu, tempeh, seitan, textured vegetable protein, bean pasta, and carbs. Carbs is everything else like whole grain bread, potatoes, rice, pasta. When you pay attention to that, I promise you, you will see a big difference already in your weight loss journey. My second tip is to not eat beans as a primary protein source. What do I mean with this? The number one mistake I see many people make is they're using bean as their primary protein source and they're wondering why they feel bloated, why they're not feeling great, why their weight is not dropping. Beans have protein, but they're also high in carbs and very high in fiber, which can lead to many people feeling bloated and not really that great. So instead of using beans as a primary protein source, we want to pay attention to primary protein sources where the protein content of the food is higher than the carb content. For example, tofu is a great source, tempeh, seitan, TVP, also called textured vegetable protein. I love to use protein powder and put it into my smoothies, into my oatmeal in the morning. We also have bean pasta. Now, many people like to argue that it's beans and it's pasta. How is that higher in protein? The carb intake is still high, but the protein intake is a lot higher and the fiber is also lower, giving you a better ratio and it's gonna make you feel a lot better. So that doesn't mean you're not allowed to consume any beans anymore, but when you consume beans and legumes, add them to your meals as an additional protein source rather than it being your primary protein in each of your meals. An example meal that is not balanced is, let's say we have brown rice, chickpeas, and vegetables. Now this meal is super high in fiber, which can lead many people bloated. But instead of, for example, using the chickpeas, we could add some tofu in there, or even leave the chickpeas and add tofu on top of the meal. This way, we're immediately increasing our protein intake, and then we're also missing some fat, so I would add some avocado or some seeds on top and sprinkle it like hemp seeds so that you have a balanced meal. When you increase your protein intake in your meals, you will see a huge difference guaranteed. My third hack is do not be scared of healthy fats. I see so many influencers out there talking about avoiding oil and fats and nuts. Healthy fats are so important, especially for us women, for healthy hormones, for the absorption of nutrients, for our skin, for our hair, for our nails, for digestion, just for so many things. We want to include healthy fats in our meals because it's gonna make us just feel so much better in all aspects. So what are some healthy fat sources? I just mentioned them. Avocados, nuts, seeds, extra virgin olive oil. I would, you know, recommend staying away from most oils, but if you sprinkle extra virgin olive oil on top of your salad, such a good source. Seed butters, nut butters, right? These are so many great sources that you can add to your meals. Not only does it add flavor, but also a lot of health. So do not be scared of healthy fats. Eat fats in moderation and keep them to whole foods only. This way you will feel great and you will feel the difference. My fourth hack is always remembering when it comes to weight loss, it's calories in versus calories out. So the general rule of thumb is you want to be burning more calories than you are consuming. If you're consuming more calories than you're burning, you're going to be gaining weight. If you are consuming less calories than you're burning, you will be losing weight. If you're consuming the same amount of calories as you are burning, your weight is going to stay the same. Now, this is the general rule of thumb. I do work with clients sometimes who have been on diets for a long time and have been restricting themselves for a long time. And sometimes what can happen is that the metabolism slows down. They've been in a calorie deficit for way too long. Their body adjusts to that, and they're no longer able to lose weight. Sometimes it can help to increase the calories by a little bit to turn out that metabolism again, but this is something I would recommend doing only if you're working with someone like a coach or a nutritionist like myself, so that it's done in a safe way and you know exactly how to do that the right way for your body. Going back to the general rule of thumb, you want to make sure you are burning more calories than you're consuming. And on top of that, another important thing that oftentimes is overlooked is hormonal health for us women. Your hormones need to be balanced. You want to make sure that you have no hormonal imbalances. Now, the truth is 80% of women have hormonal imbalances today. 70% of these women don't even know that they have them. So they live with those imbalances every single day, not being aware of it. So what we want to do is we want to be aware we have those imbalances and balance that out by using techniques and tools like, for example, cycle syncing. I have a lot of free videos on that as well where I explain it. I also have free tools. You can download my free cycle syncing guide in the show notes, but this is another thing I would highly recommend paying attention to. My fifth hack is walking daily. Now, listen to me. I used to be a cardio bunny. I used to do so much cardio and HIIT workouts, and if I wasn't sweating and almost dying, I thought it wasn't a good workout. Well, that is not necessarily true. Yes, we need to be moving our bodies, but it's not necessarily about the intensity, but it's more about the consistency. If you can walk daily, every hour or 2 hours, this is a lot more powerful than walking once a day or working out once a day. So staying active throughout the day can lead up to an additional 100 to 300 calories burned extra, which is incredible, right? So with that, you will be able to increase your calories by just moving your body and going on regular walks. So you don't have to sweat and die at the gym every day. Just find ways to get in those extra steps here and there. This is gonna make a big, big, big difference. One of my favorite tips is if it's possible for you is to get a standing desk where you can stand, or to get a walking pad at home that you can place, especially if you're working from home. I have a client who works in the office and she was able to get herself a like treadmill so she can walk while she's working. So there is many different things that you can do. If you have a dog, going outside with the dog a couple of more times, the dog is gonna be happy. If you have children, going outside, running around the block for a little bit and coming back. There are so many ways that you can incorporate moving extra. I also love dancing. So sometimes I would just do a couple of dance breaks, turn on some music and just dance and really allow myself to feel myself. And on top of that, you're burning calories with fun, right? So make it fun, make it enjoyable, and you will see what a big difference it will make to your weight loss. And then I have my bonus tip for you. You have to believe in yourself. If you do not believe that you can make this work, if you do not believe that you can be the fit, healthy, sexy vegan that you want to be, it's not going to happen. So you have to believe that you're capable of achieving this. You have to believe that you are the one, that you are the person that can make this work. So really take the time every single day to visualize yourself in your new future body, in the new future version of yourself, and start doing the things that will get you there.